Hola, ¿qué tal, mis amigos? Y gracias por acompañarnos a la saca de correo. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong video. This is the mailbag, sponsored by the Texas Lottery, and the best question today, and every time we do this, wins mailbag tickets. So we're going to have fun with that. All right, let's get started. First question comes from Kevin Patrick Sullivan. Can y'all make Fitzy shave that chin, Wookie? Anytime a pertinent Chewbacca question is asked in the mailbag, it will get answered. And no, we're not going to make him shave it. It's his beard. Let him do what he wants with it. It's not your beard. It's not making your neck itch or your wife cringe when you kiss her. So just leave him alone. Let him enjoy the beard. Wilmer Garcia has this. Is Watt going to get banned for punishing quarterbacks every Sunday? No.
Shut you down!
Brady Halford asks, was our lack of offense last week due to our office being that bad? I don't know what's wrong with your office. I don't know where you work. So, but no, it had nothing to do with your office.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
And the offense wasn't bad. They did enough to win the game. Thea Thankum goes kind of off the grid here and says, if people could become rich in 30 days, I would be do not give your souls to the beast. It's the beast. Do not sell your souls, yo, the beast, for money. This is your warning. Jim De La Cruz, LOL. LOL, my friend. Doug Emerson asks, hey, Drew, I was watching the press conference the other day, and you was eating in front of the camera before it started. What was it? Was it good? Don't remember what I was eating, but sometimes the press conferences on HoustonTexans.com are basically during the lunch hour, so I was probably wolfing down a sandwich of some sort, and it was probably pretty good, because, hey, I don't eat bad things.
If you want to feel good, you gotta eat good food.
Donna Block, she's got jokes, y'all. Does the visiting locker room have a cold tub, and how long was RG3 in it after the pounding the Texans defense gave him? That's a good one, and it's probably true, because the Texans, J.J. Watt, Brooks Reed, the rest of the crew, they got after him. They beat him up. Even when he wasn't going down, he was getting hit time and time and time again. So, yeah, he probably soaked up in that thing for a while.
Ice up, son. Ice up.
Kelly Powell asks a really serious question. It's a good question. David Quessenberry was recently diagnosed with cancer. How have his fellow teammates handled the issue so close to home, and how often do they take the time to visit him in person? With baseball recently promoting Stand Up to Cancer, do you think the Texans may do something like this? Great question. Yeah, they visit him a lot, as much as they can, because sometimes his white blood cell counts are low. Dwayne Brown, Chris Myers, the rest of the offensive linemen talked to him on the phone quite a bit. Dwayne Brown, we talked to him on Tuesday night, said it was awesome seeing Quessenberry at the game last Saturday. Lifted his spirits. They all got to eat with him on Thursday night before the game as an offensive line group, so that was really cool. As far as the Texans doing something specific with the lymphoma, don't know when or if, but I know they've got the breast cancer awareness game coming up soon. And we did the DQ Strong as an organization. We sold those t-shirts, all the proceeds going to lymphoma research. So that's some of what is going on in that regard. And that question is so good, it's going to get you Texans Lottery scratch-offs. So thanks for sending that in. That was a lot of fun. Thanks for sending in those questions. I apologize if I didn't get to yours. It really breaks my heart that I can't answer every single one, but I'll try and try harder next time. Until then, love you.